You're watching FloridaAily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. It's Surfaces 2026, second day of the show, and I'm in the I4F space with John Reitfeldt, the CEO. John, how you doing?
I'm very well. And how are you?
I'm good. You know, one of the downsides of you living in Belgium and me being in the United States is I don't get to see you as frequently as I want to. It's always great to see you.
Yeah, that's a pity. We have regular contact, so it feels like you're close, but we're a little bit far away from each other.
Yeah, I know it. All right, so always good to see you. I know we're going to spend some time tonight together, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, because tonight we go to the Sphere with a group, and it is your birthday, so we thought it would be a good birthday gift to get you with us.
So thank you so much.
More than welcome.
Okay, so let's tell our listeners a little bit of background. Obviously, you spent your career in the flooring business. You know, you started in charge of Tarkett's whole international global business for a while, and then fast forward a little bit, you saw a new way of potentially building a mechanical locking system, and you had some engineers draw it up, and you developed your drop lock system, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, because when I was in charge of Tarkett, I was in charge of wood and laminate. And what people call an easy installation system is not so easy when you're not handy, right? So you really need to be a little bit handy to do that installation. And I always thought there is an easier way to do so. And the easiest way is to leave the panels all on the floor and vertically lock each of them in. And that was basically the base thought of 3L triple lock click for you.
So, you know, our situation today is installation labor is in high demand.
Yeah.
You know, so having a drop lock system that's fast is a critical reason why people use your system, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it becomes more and more. As we all know, professional installation becomes more and more difficult to get. So it serves actually, you know, two purposes. One, that the installers can do 30% more than other locking systems. So people love that. We get more and more ambassadors from the professional installation associations, but also the do-it-yourself, right? So if people want to do it yourself, it needs to be easy to do. So we serve both groups, people who like to have it, other ones doing it for them. And we get more and more traction with that. And you know, if you look to today laminate or you look at engineered wood, I would say the majority is already a drop lock system, and you know the vinyl has grown to that and has taken so much share today that it's irreversible.
So that's yesterday. For today, I've been excited to come in this space because you've teased me with the way you've enhanced this space with AI. Before we get to that though, how's business?
Yeah, business has been good. Last year was a year, of course, where there was not a lot of market growth. So we have concentrated on introducing, you know, other technologies and try to compensate, of course, some of those revenue objectives we have with that. We were also not so lucky with the exchange rate. We are a euro company, and so dollar has weakened. So I need to sell every year 5% more to get the same revenues. But I would say all in all, we cannot complain. We have done well. We have even improved our profitability further. We have a great team, hired some new people. And so, yeah, we are in a good state.
I saw Matthew at the NAFCD meeting, and he was showing me some of your latest technology. And I think you've got the stair tread story. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a lot of technologies, of course, which we introduced last 2 years because, we are so active that, you know, it's not old news. It's still the same. But most recently, it was indeed stair treads has been our biggest innovation. We work with two partners, one in the US and one in Europe. And I would say that's probably for the vinyl industry, the single biggest opportunity for the next probably 24 months. Why? Because as we all know, stair treads were traditionally more carpet or laminate or wood. And people like, you know, if they have vinyl on the floor, they like, of course, the same pattern, the same design going onto the stairs. And if they do the stairs, we have the opportunity also to do the first floor, right? Because they want to have the same as the stairs. So the success so far has been overwhelming. I dare to say, outside of our locking, this has been the fastest transition of introducing and getting licenses and sales as I have experienced in the last 12 years.
And you're actually partnering with the technology company that came up with this, right?
Yeah, with actually two. So there's a company, because in Europe there's a slightly different way how to make the stair tread as in the United States. So here we work with a company called Finished Edge. Very great partners, very active, very knowledgeable. And in Europe that is a company called Fix Stairs.
And Sarah Grout, you've expanded that. Now you're coming up the wall with that, right?
Yeah, Sarah Grout, I would say, has been, after locking, the biggest success since the beginning. You will find this probably in every store in the United States currently in different designs. But if you have it in wet areas, because, you know, it mimics ceramics. So a lot of wet areas are now kind of done with this floor. Yeah, they then lack the wool. And so we were looking at how to do then this technology, because you miss, let's say, the locking element of this grout for the wall application. And we have developed that. So we have that today, and we introduced it actually today. It's very new that they can take the same floor up to the wall.
You teased me with this AI technology. You showed me a video back here that was really interesting about kind of what you, where you guys are headed and embracing change, and also cataloging all the data that you've built over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about you, how you're using AI.
Yeah, we have embraced, we thought the necessity to, you know, take a new leap in time. And you see AI is taking over everywhere, and it can support your business. So I came with a company-wide initiative, which is called AI for F. We are lucky with our name, of course. And that contains, I would say, a variety of different elements. And one is indeed that we are using all the test results we have done over the last 12 years to make analysis, you know, on the locking performances combined with the composition of a product, because both of them are need to be in harmony. And the AI tool will get so many learnings that in like in 36 months from now, if somebody sends a panel to us, we can, after analyzing the product, we can give them the ideal geometry. We can tell them already what the test results would be, you know. So this will be an enormous advancement, and it will lead that it is less gut feel improvements. In our industry, it's still a lot experience, which is important, of course, because the experience is what you load into the database, right? But all the analysis and the learnings need to come from that tool. So that's one initiative. Second initiative, as you see on our booth, we try to change the whole sales process, the information, you know, the uploading, make it also for us more cost effective, because the more you have electronically, you know, the more easy it is to change instead of making everything new again. And then each department within our company has received an objective to basically absorb our growth in revenues and customers and technologies with AI tools. So, you know, elements what where there is repetition, because AI is for repetition, where you don't add so much value, but you do it every day, that will be done by AI tools. So everybody's excited because it will attract, of course, you know, young people, and it's good for the industry. It's good for us.
And it takes away the language barrier as well.
That's absolutely right, because that's one of the advantages. You can very easily move from one language to the other. And that's one of our challenges, of course, always. We deal with, you know, the whole world, and yeah, not everybody speaks, you know, well English or whatever. So yeah, we have not that barrier. Actually, the future will be that when I speak with them, right, they hear their own language on the other side. So, you know, the world becomes smaller.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So when's the last time you saw Jillian? I mean, you've been on the road for several weeks, right?
2 weeks ago. She wrote me this morning that she needs me home.
Okay, all right. So thanks for spending time with us. You know, how about this show?
Yeah, this show is good. Today is very good. Yeah. But yesterday, probably because of the travel issues, have been a little bit less. But we will be here always, Cam.
Yeah. Well, thanks for spending time with our viewers and telling them what's going on with I4F and AI4F. You've been talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.